Cooper joined the DMR as a junior draftsman in 1950 and spent his first year in the investigation section. But he really wanted to become a surveyor.
There's a degree of romanticism about surveyors. As a kid growing up, that was a, that'd be great to do, wouldn't it?
To you, what is surveying all about? What's the essence of it? What's the important thing about being a good surveyor?
Being methodical. Being able to plan things.
And what about the recognition of different kinds of terrain and curves and all that sort of thing?
Well, in this business that I was involved in, that's fundamental. O'Grady, at the time, we were looking for somebody, for a new person to come into this activity, and he said he wanted a fellow with the smell of gun leaves up his nose. He wanted somebody from the bush with an appreciation of what the terrain might be like and what happens, like streams flow downhill. Like, he didn't have to look at a map and look at levels to know that. This was traditional surveying. And nobody had heard of photogrammetry. Nobody had heard of aerial photographs. We did topographic surveys by means of what was known as stadia, where a vertical staff is held, and wherever you are, you read the distance on the staff, on the crosshairs through the telescope of the theodolite. In those days, we filled out a fortnightly journal in which was specified how many hours you spent doing various things, down to a quarter of an hour, how you spent the day. So much field work, so much office work, the cost of postage stamps. This was a fortnightly journal of your activities.
Jack Giddy, a senior road design draftsman, joined the DMR at the age of 15.
We were designing roads in long lengths. You know, we're talking about 20 or 30 kilometres, just stringing them together. And we developed, or we used a section where we spread the, had the plans printed, the contours, and the photogrammetry printed out in sheets 30, 40 feet long. We were working to get coordination between the vertical alignment and the horizontal alignment, and all the factors, all the safety factors that are required to come into road design, we could do then. And the draftsmen working on those jobs were able to perceive, or had a good knowledge of how the road would look when it was finished.
Equipment used in the drafting office was basic. John Henley, now a Shire engineer at Tweed Shire Council, started with the DMR at the Port Macquarie Works office in 1966.
It was still very much the days of the pencil and the ink pen, and everything was drawn by hand. Calculations were all done by hand calculators. We did, early days, we did at least have electric calculators, even though they were mechanical ones. But all detailed calculations were still done with the old seven-figure logs. And surveyors in the field, they used to still use the hand-wind calculators, where you'd set them and mechanically wind them. And there was still quite a number around then of the old wind-the-handle mechanical calculators. You had electric on, we actually pressed the button. That was a big step forward.
In my field, the greatest advancement was, the development of aerial photography and air photo interpretation.
Another important tool used by the DMR for road location was photogrammetry.
Photogrammetry is the science of using aerial photographs to generate a graphical representation of the terrain. The Department of Main Roads were one of the first users of this system, and from the aerial film, plates are made. Plates are put in these plotting instruments, and people can see the three-dimensional representation of the terrain. The DMR in the 1930s started taking aerial photography on the Pacific Highway and various other highways. In advance of anybody else in Australia, we started doing this. So we've had a long history of reliance on aerial photographs. And in the late 60s, they started to use colour photography. And we used aerial photography in three dimensions. Well, here was a fourth dimension.
From the 60s on, nearly all the location and preliminary work was done from photogrammetry. It was about that time the department had its own helicopter, and we did a lot of work from that. We were getting a better understanding with the engineers and with the so-called hierarchy of the main roads by having them acknowledge the fact that the most important part of the car or the most important part of design is the nut behind the wheel or the driver, and a realisation of the limitations of that driver and putting these limitations into design, which gave a completely different attitude in the approach to road design.
One of the products is to be able to draw contours and spot and take spot heights very, very accurately. It's so accurate that generally when people are first presented with this, they doubt it, that there is some degree of speculation that it can't be right. But in fact, it's true. The DMR bought two cameras for close-up work. They actually did some experimental stuff, some research on potholes, and did a contour survey of a pavement from 4 feet away, drawing contours of, I think, half a millimetre precision.
The complete computerisation of design, fortunately, came after I left. It was coming in as I was leaving. Thank goodness for that. Because I'd seen a situation in Queensland where they try to use computer design, and they've come up with some of the most, well, in my opinion, some of the most dangerous pieces of road you could imagine. And that was because I think the people that were computer designers weren't road designers. They knew about computers, but they didn't know the basis on road design or road design safety.
Only in the last few years has become computers with enough memory to handle all the data at once in a system called GIS, Geographic Information Systems, in which data is overlaid as if you had pieces of paper with all different bits of information on it, sitting one on top of the other, all perfectly coordinated. Well, they do this in a computer using these national grid coordinates. Where it gets really interesting is the ability of the computer to analyse or do analysis on the things that you are really looking at. And if you say you attach 100% importance to environmental issues and 80% importance to topographic issues, let's see where the points of conflict are.